Not having a systems in place just means that you're wasting time, you're losing leads, you're losing sales, and nobody wants that. Even deeper than that, truly, what we have, the time that we have, the purpose that we have, the reason why you have today is so important. And most people in an American culture have lost sight of what that even means. And it's my goal to give that back to people through systems.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Purpose podcast. I'm Austin, a marketing and PR gal and small business owner, passionate about enabling purpose-driven businesses to be seen and heard through my purpose-giving gifts. If you're an entrepreneur, marketing leader, or work-from-home boss lady that's tired of crafting campaigns and pitching stories that feel purposeless and in need of a reminder of who you were purposely created to market for, you're in the right place. Inside this podcast, you will find basic integrated marketing and PR tips that break through the darkness, thoughtful plans to help you launch and sustain your purpose-filled thing, encouragement in helping you live by your values in and outside your workplace, and much more. So friend, if you're ready to drive more light into this world by simply marketing your purpose, turn up the volume, grab your coffee, and let's dig in. Wanting more after this episode? Join my email list by hopping over to plumandparcel.com. There you'll be the first to know when our latest podcast episode drops, as well as get access to what's on the horizon for PMP, including fun freebies, marketing tips, and e-course offerings. All right, enough of the small talk. Let's get to it. Today, I have a friend of a friend on the podcast. Her name is Chelsea Joe, and she is the host of the Top 10 Ranked Systemize Your Life podcast, CEO and founder of ChelseaJoe.co, and the queen of systems for work-from-home moms. Her core three systems are the reason why she has been able to grow a business from idea to multiple six figures and never neglect her family in the process. You too can take your life and your business from overwhelmed to organized with the strategic systems Chelsea Joe teaches. Today, we're talking all about marketing systems. So if this intrigues you, here's a peep at our conversation. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Marketing Your Purpose podcast. I have another guest here that I am so excited to introduce you to today. She is feels like I've known her forever, but she and I actually are newly connected. And I'm so grateful for a mutual friend that was the one that introduced me to Chelsea and all the offerings that she has. And that is Polly Payne. She of Horatio Printing. She was on the podcast a couple episodes ago, so you got to learn a little about her and our history together. But Polly kept raving about Chelsea's programs of how they were changing her business, and I knew I needed to invest. So I started with your Systemize Your Life podcast, but quickly knew I was going to have to go deeper. I was like, I'm trying to piecemeal here. No, it's time to invest. So I hopped on board with your VIP Systemize Your Life and Biz online course bundle, and they were both so life-changing from a personal standpoint, business standpoint. So I'm just super grateful to have you here today, just for you to talk about what you do for other busy entrepreneurial women that want to prioritize their family while also building successful online businesses from a systemized perspective, from an operational side. So today we have some really helpful tidbits for you, five ways to help systemize your marketing. So that hopefully, you listeners feel empowered to start operationalizing at least in this area. So thank you, Chelsea, for being here today and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited that I love to hear somebody's journey so much because it makes our marketing so worth it, right? Whenever we know how people find us and how they go in deep and love all the things that we do. And I'm just really glad to be here and to get to talk about this. I talk about systems in home all the time, and I talk about systems in business all the time. But to be able to really hone in on systems for marketing is something that I'm super excited about. Just a little bit about myself. I'm a mom to two girls. They're 6 and 12, and my husband and I have been married for 8 years. I was a single mom for a while, and at the time was a sign language interpreter and ran an event-based business. And whenever I got married, we had a kiddo right away, shared parenting time with my oldest kiddo that I was a single mom to. My husband is a firefighter, so his schedule is crazy. It's like sometimes I have a husband and then 2 days I don't, and he's gone and like completely gone sometimes, and I don't hear from him and he's totally unavailable. And he works at a fire station that's really far away. It's like an hour and a half, so there's like no going to see him or anything, you know. And then he's home for 4 days, and so, you know, it's Monday, Tuesday he works, and then next week it's Sunday, Monday, and then it's Saturday, Monday, and then it's Friday, Saturday, and it just keeps like revolving like that. So there's no way for me to say I can always depend on having my husband home 4 days a week, you know, which I can, but it just was so hard for me to wrap my brain around consistency. And it was really hard for me to work, to be home with my kiddos, and everyone was asking me, like, how do you have your hair done, and how do you have clothes on that match, and why do you look put together, and your house doesn't smell when I come over, and it looks really well put together. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just doing this. Aren't you doing this? And everyone was like, no, no one's doing that. And I was like, oh. And I had already started a blog just because I wanted to share like the things that I was passionate about, but little did I know that I was sitting on this entire empire of what so many other women truly do need in their lives. And so I quickly transitioned out of my 9 to 5, and totally retired my interpreting license, my national certification, and I've been all in on teaching systems in home and business, because at first I thought I was just going to be teaching women how to systemize their homes. And then it became, no, it's their whole life. It's all the things. And then everyone was like, how are you doing all of this and being so consistent in your business? And I said, well, I'm just doing this. Aren't you doing this? And they were like, no, teach me your systems and your business. And I was like, cool. So now after 5 and a half years, I'm teaching all of my business systems on top of my home management system. And it's the most incredible thing I've ever done. Systems, watching systems change other people's lives and allow moms to show up wholeheartedly in their home and in their business. There's no greater feeling than to see that happen. It's my life's work. I love it so much. And I'm excited to talk about marketing specifically today.
And I think that that was for me the eye opener when I invested. It was like I felt like I had it down, but I was like, whoa, no, I have so many areas, both personally, especially in my home with having two kids and running this business. I was like, oh man, I could be 10 times more efficient with this. And
100%.
knew I was just like, I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know how to get from point A to point B so quickly. And that's what I loved about your courses is just it really helps you
Yeah.
get started and hit the ground running. Like you're not messing around. You're like, okay, let's start building these systems so you can start using them tomorrow. And
Yeah.
obviously you got to have grace with that. It's like you're not going to be able to build all of them. They're not going to happen overnight, but
No.
yeah, I was so excited because I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm going to start implementing this as soon as I can, so
Yeah.
that my brain space is more available to me when
Yeah.
I'm moving into work business time. And then obviously there was just that has been transformational, just the productivity during the times that I have, knowing that our time's limited. So I would love for you to just share quickly before we get into the marketing side. What are some, it's because you are all about systemizing. How does that play out for you personally? Like, what are your top things right now in your business and life that you're like, I are non-negotiables for like systems that you're applying right now that are just top of mind for you that you're loving or that you're really needing right now?
Yeah, I mean, the answer is really easy. And I love what you said about how, you know, it is really straightforward for me. I just teach a system and you learn it. But as you know, it's like, oh, like everyone is complex and everyone's lives are complex and the people in it are complex. And so these systems really are more like, our way of life. And so when somebody asks me that question, I'm like, oh, that's easy. It's my home management system and it's my operating system for my company. Like, it's just those two systems that I'm running. But within that, there's all the puzzle pieces. There's systems inside of that big system, you know? And so when it comes to my home, the number one thing, you know, there's a few that they can't really work without each other. But in a nutshell, the essence of it is, I would definitely say my fundamental needs system is probably the anchor of life. I mean, I don't know how people do without it. And then right next, because that covers everything that's fundamental and it's the things that everyone puts off. And I don't know what else at this point, I don't know what else in our life would be getting prioritized, you know? Like that's the only thing that we really should be prioritizing are our fundamental needs. And I have eight of them that I get that I put on the calendar every weekend or every week, and we repeat them every week, 7 days over and over and over again. And then just the hybrid time management system that I use and that I teach. So between my paper planner, which I use Polly Paines, the Horatio Dream Planner, and then the hybrid of that is paired with the Google Calendar, and it's a shared Google Calendar with my husband. And soon to be my youngest or my oldest daughter. She's not quite ready for it yet. But soon she'll get to share in on it too. So that's definitely on the home side. I can't live without those. Whenever we don't do them, I'm a mess. I'm just a mess. I feel insecure. I feel not confident in any way, shape, or form. I feel like I'm chasing my own tail, like I'm putting out fires, like I can't handle the curveballs life throws at me. When I don't do my fundamental needs, I feel like my life is controlling me instead of the other way around. And it's truly the simplest thing on the planet. It's just this simple flip of a light switch that everyone's like, I just sometimes can't believe that is what changes people's lives, you know? Like, anyway, for my business, it's definitely, I have four core workflows that I use. And so workflows are basically, probably everybody listening has heard of Trello or ClickUp, Asana, Monday. I happen to use a company called MeisterTask, and I find it to be far superior to most others, based on the user interface and the experience. And so I have four core workflows that I use, and that's what I teach inside of Systemize Your Biz is how to set up those four core workflows in your business. And that's where I keep every single task that I have organized. Now, I had mentioned my company operating system, but the foundation of my operating system are those four core workflows. And then we learn how to bring our team inside of that. And we learn how to be really great leaders through this operational side, through the operating system. And I don't know. I don't know how I would do anything that I do without it. I cannot imagine. I would never do work any other way. So those are my, you know, my tried and true systems that I use.
Yeah. And I feel like, man, Chelsea, you have so much like beyond. I mean, that is the top of the line. And then there's so much that trickles under. So I'm like, oh, for me, I just want to share all the details that are coming to this because I want people to understand
It's
how
so
much
much.
value the knowledge you have in this area. So I'm like, oh, you're downplaying it, girl. There's so much in
I
that,
mean, I'm just holding back because I could
I know.
literally
You only
like
have so much time.
open a can of worms. And I'm super excited to talk about, you know, something that's really so my favorite thing, and the host of the Systemize Your Life podcast. I didn't even mention that in the beginning. I'm sure we've already talked about it. But when I introduced myself, I was like, oh, I'm a mom, which is just what I always talk about. I'm a wife and a mom. I'm also the owner of ChelseaJoe.co. I should probably mention that. And the host of the Systemize Your Life podcast, which is my number one marketing tool. My podcast, just bless it. It's been the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's just an incredible tool to teach. And so that is where I give really deep and practical, like, here's this step and this step and this step and this step and this step, which so many people are like, I'm just going to hang out on the podcast because there's so much there. But there is also so much there. And it's really nice to just be like, okay, just tell me exactly what to do, you know? So
Yeah.
there's a lot to be said about it. And I love to talk. So if you want to hear more, you just go binge some episodes.
A great place to start. It really
Yeah.
is. And
Yeah.
that's how I got hooked. So, okay, so let's move into the five ways that other busy women, small business owners, can start systemizing their marketing efforts.
Yeah.
Because I want to take that to be one area that people can start focusing on. And as we mentioned, this can be applied to many other areas of your
Yeah.
business. But because we are the Marketing Your Purpose podcast, I'd love for you to just talk through some of those ways that they can focus on and get started on right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna get like super nerdy here and talk about some things that I know have totally changed the game for me and my marketing, and my business. And what I want every person to know is that we'll just talk about social platforms for a really quick second, because that's a marketing tool that a lot of people use. And I highly discourage it for a lot of reasons. So actually what we're going to talk about is short and long form content. So when we look at systemizing our marketing, it's really, really, really important. And I teach this inside of Systemize Your Biz too, even though it's just foundational before you even set up a system, is to understand the difference between short and long form content and where you're going to actually put all of your energy. Where are you going to put your time? Because so many people put their time, and that's like the thing that I am obsessed with, is time management. Like how can we be effective and efficient? And when we look at marketing, how can you be effective? How can we get more leads that turn into more sales? That's the point of a business. If you're not trying to get sales from your leads, it's a hobby, it's not a business. And I have a soapbox that I can't get off of with this, because when you become a wife and a mom, you're more than just yourself at that point. You have so much responsibility. And when you're not giving your best self to those responsibilities because you're living and dying by content and marketing that dies in 24 hours, and a fraction of people even get to see, and turning over leads to it causes you to have a hustle mentality that makes you frustrated and snippy and short and disgruntled and dissatisfied. It's not the way to go. So I understand that there are people that have great success with short form content. It's not a conversation of whether or not it can or can't be successful. It's, is it efficient? Is it a great use of your time? And long form content is something that can live for you. I'm probably speaking things that you've spoken a thousand times to your people, but I'm saying this because please don't go build systems on things that are broken, that are not efficient, and that are not effective. A system at the very base of what it is foundationally is a series of steps that gets you from point A to point B. But I don't want you running through point A to point B at the highest speed of light, and it exhausts you, right? So this, and that's all I'll say about that as we move forward, is your marketing efforts need to be smart. And so that's the first thing that I'm going to talk about. The first system that you need to have in place are KPIs. You need to have a spreadsheet with your key performing indicators that you're always looking over. Probably monthly is a great place to start. If you want to look at them weekly, you're probably doing that because you're very in short form content. And so you're looking at metrics way too much, which just feeds that burnout cycle. So for me, I look at my KPIs once a month. This tells me what is doing well and what's not on the marketing front. It tells me that on my leads and on my sales, which is the point of marketing. So you have to be tracking this. Everything that you put out into the world, how is it working? What are your conversion rates from on your opt-in, from your podcast to your opt-in, from your blog to your opt-in, from whatever? And if you're running ads, this is even more important that you have this data. So that's the first system to have in place, is some kind of KPIs, right? So here's the second system, is to have quarterly planning in place. This is really straightforward. You should be having quarterly marketing meetings with yourself, or if you have an assistant that's helping you with any of those marketing tasks, they should also be coming to that meeting, and you should be putting on your promotion calendar. We'll just lump these two things together. Your quarterly planning, you sit down and you look at the next 3 months. You should know when your events are. You should know what you're promoting. And then you're going to look at what is your marketing strategy going to be to increase leads and sales over the next 3 months. And from there, so that was the second system. From there, you take that plan and you put it all into your content calendar. So the third system that I want to talk about is a content calendar, and it's a requirement. If you don't have a content calendar, it's a requirement.
We
You
actually
must.
just talked about content calendars. Well, we talked
Good.
about content batching in the last episode. So, yes.
Great. Content calendars. They're amazing. So basically, you just want to know, like, what am I posting, sharing, creating to be able to market to get more leads and get more sales for the next 12 weeks? And you already know the plan, right? You know why you're doing it and the purpose behind it. We're not just showing up to create random stuff to say that we showed face, but like, what's the point of it? Are we doing that to be able to nurture them or to be able to actually get an email address, right? Is it to convert them to something? And so that gives us great intention. And then we get to see how those things perform and we get to look at those, all of the conversion rates and pop them into our KPIs. So even if you just did those three things, it's amazing. But let me take it just one step further. From that content calendar, one thing that you can do to make it insanely efficient, and this will be the fourth thing that I talk about, is to create templates. Get into your brand and understand what your brand is. Know what your color codes are. Know what your font types are. Understand if you're using, rounded corners or not rounded corners. Like, what are you using? And put it just in one Canva sheet. And like, that's it. And then go into Canva. And like, for me, if you go into Canva, you can type in neutral and you can type in minimal. And it pops up every single Canva template. And I pick out my favorites and I favorite them. And that's what we're using for this season. And I change them about twice a year to keep them fresh. And we template everything off of that. And we rinse and repeat it. Every podcast promotion, every Pinterest graphic, everything that goes into the blog has a template, right? And this is how I've been able to create an internship program because everything is pre-done, it's pre-planned, it's templated, and it's just rinse and repeat. And then we make small tweaks to it, we adjust it, and we do that again for another 6 months. So those templates, I had to do that in the beginning. I didn't have any other way because I didn't have time to recreate all the time. And come to find out, it created an insane amount of consistency that every other business owner is craving. And I guess I was too. And I just knew that I had to do that because I didn't have time otherwise. So I created some templates and I just started using them over and over and over again. And then the last thing that I want to talk about is maybe not so specific to marketing, but kind of. And this is another one of the core workflows that I talk about. But in order to have your marketing systematic, you need to know what you need to execute on daily, weekly, and monthly. So that's called your DWMs. Now you have a lot of DWMs in your business that are not related to marketing. They're related to operations or client or student success, or even, maybe HR. If you have a team of people or whatever, you even have HR if you're paying contractor bills, right? Even if it's not like a team. So you've got a lot of daily, weekly, monthly stuff that you have to do. Taxes, that's a quarterly, a monthly, a weekly, right? There's all different kinds of things that we do daily and weekly and monthly. You should know in your business, at least if you don't know them for everything, start here with marketing. What do you have to do daily, weekly, and monthly for your marketing? And repeat that. Every day, repeat it. Every week, repeat it, right? Can you repeat it on Thursdays? Can you repeat it on Tuesdays and Thursdays? What does that look like? And that would apply to the batching that you just talked about. Maybe it's a monthly batching. For me, it's weekly batching. I've never gotten on the batching train. I need to, I want to, and I do it and I love it. And then I don't. And then I have a love-hate relationship with batching.
Don't
I really
worry, we
do.
gave the exact option, the same option. You could do it monthly, or you could do it if you want short bursts weekly. So,
Yeah,
yeah, gave the option.
Yeah, I don't know. I love how freeing it is to batch like a whole month at a time. I feel like I'm on absolute vacation. I just do. And then when it comes time to sit down and do the batching, I'm like, kill me now. Shoot me now.
That's what I mean. That's exactly what we talked about, how overwhelming it can be. So why it's important to systemize this process as much as possible, build a very
That's
like
legit,
beautiful
though.
workflow for
Yeah.
it. So
I
yeah.
will say that we just refined our podcast production system, and even coming up with content ideas, systemizing that is epic. And mine's even lacking right now. And I think here's the thing that you need to know of all the five systems that I just said, and systems in general, in your home or in your business. And before I go into that, I'll caveat it and say everyone has a system. Every single person has systems. People always say, I don't have systems. I don't like systems. They make me feel tied down or whatever. And I'm like, no. Everybody has systems. They're just not working for you. Your systems are janky. Your systems are not supporting the outcome that you are going from point A to point B in a series of steps, but it's just painful. It's pretty brutal. It's not good.
Definitely
It's definitely wonky.
wonky.
So let me help you get from point A to point B in a series of steps that's been tested time and time and time again, right? Or just, try and refine your steps. But when it comes to the content creation part of it, and the reason why I was saying that is because when your life changes, the way that you get from point A to point B sometimes has to change. So you got to relook at your system. Also, we stop going from that point A to that point B all the time. Right? Point A to point B in our life can look like nap time. We got to get from this point to this point. We got to get a 2-hour nap in. That's great. We get that systemized, and guess what? Homegirl throws a complete wrench and decides in 6 months from now, she's no longer doing two naps, she's doing one nap. So now we've got a different point A and a different point B. And that's where I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I can't believe this is what motherhood is. Like, we can't just figure this out one time and like coast. Like, no one told me that. Then I had a real mental breakdown when I realized it's no different in business. Point A and point B changes all the time. So you've got to get really good at understanding that systems are the only way that you should be processing anything. And if you're like, but my brain doesn't work that way, I can make your brain work that way. As soon as you understand this process, it's muscle memory. Like, you might not be a runner, but you could go become a 10 to 12 minute mile an hour runner, right? Like, you could do it, and you can think systematically through things. It's a matter of understanding what's broken in your marketing production right now. So I'll quickly give the example that I gave about my podcast production. I was having a hard time getting these great ideas that were coming to me put into my actual podcast production. And so when I would sit down to try and batch, it felt really hard because I didn't know what to record. And so I was like, there's my break. I need to figure out how to get that idea, the ideation of content, put into my system. And so I worked on that, and now we have a beautiful system, and that's all it took, So batching is a lot easier for me now. But those are the five steps. A quick, real quick recap: our KPIs, quarterly planning, your content calendar, templates, and a daily, weekly, monthly plan.
Amazing. Thank you. I mean, you're really reinforcing a lot of things that I have talked about here, but a lot of them have also come from you. So, and I've talked about you here before. So
Yeah.
they're like, oh, yeah, we've heard about this. We've heard about Chelsea. So thank you. That was so helpful. We talked briefly, and we have a couple of minutes here, about the cost of not applying systems to your business. And I know you said earlier when you're not prioritizing your foundational needs and
Yeah.
your operating system for your business, you feel like your life's just crumbling and your life's owning you. But any other things that you want to add as far as the cost of not having these systems?
Well, the cost is great to your business. You are putting in, I mean, how many business coaches have you paid for? How many softwares are you paying for? I mean, I can't even in the wedding, my wedding business, where I kept my costs extremely low, like, not having a systems in place just means that you're wasting time, you're losing leads, you're losing sales, and nobody wants that. That's not the point of a business. Even deeper than that, truly, what we have, the time that we have, the purpose that we have, the reason why you have today is so important. And most people in an American culture have lost sight of what that even means. And it's my goal to give that back to people through systems. Get rid of the stuff that doesn't matter. Focus on what does matter. It's okay if you want to be busy. It's okay if you want to be American. I love it. You know, I'm cool with it. But we can't lose sight of how important you are. When you go to bed at the end of the day, you should feel fulfilled. You should feel successful. Even on the days when, like, it's not great, you should still feel like your worth is there, like your value is there. And that's broken, I know for sure, for a lot of moms. And it doesn't have to be that way. And systems will definitely solve that.
Yeah, that's so sweet and very vulnerable and very raw and real. I definitely relate to that. So
Yeah.
thank you for inserting a little bit of more joy back into my family's life through
Yeah.
the systems that you've shared with me through your podcast course, all the things. So thank you so much for being here today. Please tell us quickly where people can find you.
ChelseaJo.co, ChelseaJo.co. And then you can find Systemize Your Life anywhere you stream your favorite podcasts.
Highly go recommend you check it out right now. I know our listeners, like, this is exactly the type of the thing they need. So
Yeah.
thank you so much. And thank you all for just tuning in. And we will hopefully maybe see you back here sometime again to talk about something else. So
I would love it. I would love
see
it. Thanks for
ya.
having me.
Yeah, thank you so much, Chelsea. Take care. If this podcast inspired you, encouraged you, or helped you feel more purposeful, the biggest thank you would be to leave a quick review on Apple iTunes, reshare on social media, tagging my team and me at Plum & Parcel, or pop this episode over to a friend via text, letting them know that this podcast might have a positive impact on their life too. I hope to meet you back here real soon. Now go out into the world and start marketing your purpose. See you next time.